It's time for another edition of San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, your voice in the San Luis Valley. Without further ado, enjoy the program.
Essential oils are not all created equally. From the way these oils are grown and distilled to how they are marketed and sold, knowing the differences is important. Terry Hance sits down with Martha and Tara Locke to discuss what sets Young Living Essential Oils apart from all the others in a new podcast series, Essential Oils with Terry and Friends.
Hi, I'm Martha with SL Voices. I'm here with Terry Hance. Hi, Terry.
Hello.
And Tara, my daughter that I'm very proud of.
Hi.
And we're going to talk today about Young Living Essential Oils. We're going to cover what separates Young Living from other companies, Young Living's ethical practices. We're going to cover just so many things that we have learned over the years. Combined at this table with us today, we have about 28 years of wisdom and experience of what to do, what not to do. I've learned lots of what not to do's, and I may go into some of those later.
I learned a what not to do yesterday.
You had a sunburn experience of what not to do.
I do.
Terry, would you start? Let's just start with our backgrounds. Where's everybody from?
Actually, I'm from Denver, Colorado. Our whole family is. And then we spent a couple years in New York when my husband was military. Then when we came back, raised the kids, went to Grand Junction, and then we landed here.
So what brought you to land here in the San Luis Valley?
A husband's heart's desire for rural.
That's
so
great.
He transferred.
That's great. How about Tara? Where'd you come from? I know, but not everybody else does.
I'm originally from Tennessee, and then about 13 years ago, moved out here to Colorado with family.
Well, that's because you were too young to have much of a choice.
Well, yes. And I've moved around a little bit from here and there, but I am back for good now. So,
yay! That makes a mama's heart happy. I'm Martha, and I'm originally from Clarksville, Tennessee, then moved to Ashland City, Tennessee, and then moved to Colorado. We moved here without any knowledge of Colorado. We moved here simply for my husband's work. We bought a house we had never seen before, just bought it based on a few pictures and some descriptions so that we'd have a place to live when we got here. That house was in Bonanza, or near Bonanza, in the Kerber Creek area. And then a couple of years ago, we decided to come down in elevation. I developed a heart condition that necessitated me being closer to emergency services, closer to medical services. And in the mountains, we were an hour from anywhere. So it was advantageous for us to come down in elevation about 1,500 feet just to be closer to these services. So that's how we ended up in Monta Vista. And we have loved this town. We have embraced this town. And people here have been so good to us. So we have enjoyed our time here and we plan to stay. Tara, tell us a little bit about what are essential oils?
Essential oils are aromatic, concentrated plant extracts that are carefully obtained through steam distillation, cold pressing, or resin tapping. We offer essential oils, blends, and oil-infused products with the optimal levels of specific naturally occurring essential oil constituents to maximize their potency.
So how did we all get involved with Young Living Essential Oils? Terry, what brought you into Young Living?
My mom had had cancer for more than 32 years naturally, and she had done it all without any intervention. But at the end of it, my sister had discovered essential oils from Young Living. And so mom used that as part of her well-being. Moving into a brand new house, though, we didn't think about the chemicals that came along with it. So it was just her appointed time. She went to be with the Lord. But it left us with now four generations of people using Young Living oils.
That's an incredible testimony. And again, to get more details in that testimony, you can contact Terry Hance. She'd be glad to go over that more with you in person. Tara, tell us how you became involved in Young Living Essential Oils.
My first step into it was a great big starter kit on steroids from my mom.
Not real actual steroids. We try to avoid those.
Yeah, it was just a great big kit that she had put together for the families. And I did some more research into it afterwards, but knowing my mom, she did 3 years worth of research. So I knew that she knew what she was giving to us. And I knew that she trusted it. So I didn't really question it. I just kind of started using them and to see what would happen and started feeling better.
How did it affect your family, your children? Did you notice that they were doing better or that they were maybe using less over-the-counter medications?
So I was able to stop using over-the-counter medications for just daily aches and pains, which was huge. And being a parent, there are a lot of daily aches and pains.
There are, and it's hard to keep up with a couple of little ones all day long.
It can be, but that's what's great about things like the Ninja Red. It really helps with just day-to-day focus. It helps keep some of the fatigue away, which there's a lot of fatigue with being a parent.
I got involved with Young Living Essential Oils about 4 years ago. I had a friend that I had gone to high school with, and she and her family were facing some very serious illness issues. Now, I had already been practicing holistic medicine with my family and with myself and had utilized holistic healers, naturopathic doctors, and things like that. And I kind of was talking to her about some of these things, and she started researching, and she got into the essential oils. Now, I had been researching essential oils for about 3 years at that point and really hadn't come to a conclusion as to which company to go with. I really didn't want to be part of a company. I wanted just to be able to buy my essential oils and be done with it. I wasn't looking to become a part of anything. I wasn't looking to build a business. I wasn't looking to do any of that. However, she took what I taught her about natural and holistic things, and she ran with it. She's the one that brought me into the essential oil world, and she's the one that showed me why Young Living were so far superior to any other oils. And so since I trusted her as someone that I had known for a long time and someone that I had seen actually using natural things to keep her and her family at or above the wellness line, I gave it a shot. And it's really kind of funny to look back at it now. I told her, I said, okay, I will join Young Living because I want the 24% discount. I want to be part of the Essential Rewards program, and we'll talk about that in a little while, that earns points back to me that I can spend like dollars with Young Living. But I am not going to build a business. I absolutely refuse. I put my foot down, and I told her, if you're looking for business builders, I'm not that, but I will join your team and be a member. And about 3 months later, I had close to 15 people under me that I had no idea. They were just people that I would run into, and they'd say, wow, you know, that perfume smells really good. Well, then, of course, I'm a talker, so I would explain that it's not a perfume and talk about the benefits that it gave me and why I was wearing it that particular day or why I wore it on a regular basis or if one of my friends was having some sort of seasonal discomfort. Man, I knew what oils to put together for that. I'd mix them up a little rollerball and I'd take it to them and they would sign up. So I didn't set out to build a business, but the business has built me. And I appreciate that about Young Living is that you can do it in any way you want to. So that's how I got started in Young Living. Now, Terry's going to tell us about the Seed to Seal Guarantee. She's going to tell us about how Young Living owns all their farms and just kind of go over exactly what sets Young Living apart. And I think this is very eye-opening for those that may be searching for what kind of oils, because it can be so confusing, and this makes it very simple.
Well, after being in it over 20 years ago, I knew about the oils, and it was hard to find them once you get hooked onto them. And we had moved to the Valley, and my daughter decided to move down, so she decided to go ahead and get into Young Living, and I just followed suit because the place where I work, I was trying to avoid the illnesses. So we got hooked on the thieves and thieves everything. Everything we do seems to have thieves in it. So I just decided I'm going to research a couple different companies and find out, do I stay with Young Living? The reason why that's what we stuck with is because they truly have the blend for thieves. That was our love. Everybody has an aha moment when they become part of Young Living. So I had researched some other companies and everything I found, Gary literally had it figured out. He went from seed to seal, which is literally within the seed, you cannot have contamination. Once contaminated, all the process becomes contaminated. So he had that one figured out, and literally from that through the process until it's bottled and comes out to each and every one of us, we have absolutely pure oils. The oils are infused in every product that they have. We are not just oils. We now use personal. We use all their supplements. They have the N-corn. They have everything that is a gateway to well-being. So that's why we ended up in Young Living again. Like Martha said, it's not like we went into it for a business. It found us. And when you start sharing and explaining what the oils have done for you, then everybody that hears it wants to give it a try. Sometimes it takes a little while, but not always. So anyway, it goes all the way through to their farms. He's very much into taking care of land. The way that they prepare the ground, there is no contamination. The way they grow it, there is no contamination. And then the way that they end up distilling it, he has patented and has it all the way through to the bottling process. So there's a lot more in depth to it, but I think I like keeping it simple. It just is seed to sill. You don't have to worry about what you're using for yourself and for your family.
I think that's fantastic. And that's really what sold me too, was just the absolute superior quality, the extra attention that Gary Young and Mary Young put into everything. There just wasn't any question. Once my friend taught me about Young Living and I compared it to other companies, there really was no more question. Tara, why don't you tell us a little bit about Young Living's code of ethics?
Young Living's commitment to ethical practices, and this is straight from their website. Our commitment to doing what's right for our members does not stop at our unique seed to seal process. We adhere as closely to superior business practices as we do to superior production practices. Young Living is committed to ethical business practices and follows the DSA code of ethics. The DSA is the foremost network marketing organization in the country and stands as a guarantee that we continuously strive for transparency and ethical conduct under all conditions. We encourage you to read the DSA Code of Ethics to learn about Young Living's commitment to serving our ever-expanding membership without compromising on our principles. Their Code of Ethics covers the California Transparency in Supply Chains Act, certification and verification, audits, accountability, and training. And like I said, you can read all of this from their website, youngliving.com.
That is youngliving.com. So you can go there and get so much information on the company there. We're just kind of giving an overview today. Terry, a few minutes ago when you were talking about what your family uses and how you use it, you mentioned Thieves Oil. Now, the Thieves Oil has a really incredible story behind it, dating back centuries. Would you tell us that story?
Sure. The blend comes from the thieves that decided that the way they'd get wealthy is robbing graves, but they were dying. So what they decided to do was to come up with a blend that would protect them physically so that they were able to literally rob dead bodies during the plague and take whatever wealth the people had, inside, outside, it didn't matter, and survive this. But then when they were caught, the authorities told them they would either give up the recipe and die quickly or they would die slowly without giving it up. So that's where the thieves' recipe came from. No other company has this particular blend. So it is very unique.
So what is in the Thieves blend?
It has the clove, the eucalyptus, the rosemary, the lemon, which is very important, and cinnamon, I believe, is the other one. Yeah, cinnamon bark. And the interesting part is people will smell this, and each one can come up with a different oil that's within the blend. It's very interesting what speaks to people.
There is some truth to scents being one of our earliest and most imprinted memories. We may smell baking cookies and maybe not even remember that our grandmother baked those when we were 3 years old. But for some reason, that scent resonates with us. It's the same way with the oils. The people who are picking up on the different parts of that blend, the different oils in that blend, that scent has some sort of impression in their brain. And that's why they are drawn to that part of it, which I just think is a really neat little tidbit of information.
I always thought it was funny to hear that if you didn't like the smell of the oil, it's because you needed it.
You know, and that is a theory, and I believe that theory because I have learned that it works. There is an oil blend called Joy, and I remember a time in my life that I was dealing with some stress. Someone recommended that I get a bottle of Joy, and so I ordered it, and I opened the bottle. And it smelled like a litter box to me. And I thought, I can't wear this. I can't walk around town smelling like a litter box. What at the time, when I was still very new, what I didn't understand is that I didn't smell like a litter box to anybody else. Nobody else was experiencing what I was experiencing in my heart, in my brain, in my emotions. No one else had this exact same things going on in their lives. I went to my upline, my dear friend, Patty, And I said, okay, at your suggestion, I ordered this bottle of joy and it smells like a litter box and I can't wear it. And she said, wear it. And I said, okay, because that's what I always say to Patty is, okay, because she knows so much more about these than I do. And I wore it. It was probably 3 to 5 days before it stopped smelling like a litter box to me. And now it's one of my favorite oils. But whatever was bothering me didn't want to leave. So it signaled my body to say, oh, you don't like this. You don't want to use this. And it almost won. So I'm glad that it didn't. Now I love joy. I diffuse it. I wear it. It's one of my go-tos almost every day. I love that oil now. But I didn't at first. And so people who are new to oils, people who've been in oils for years, will still experience this with the new oil. If you don't like the smell, it's because you need it, is still a theory. I've seen it work with myself, and I've seen it work with other people. But I can't claim that it has empirical proof behind it.
Oh, I've had it work for me. I've always loved joy, but mine was peace and calming. I could not stand the smell of peace and calming a few years ago. The first time I came across it, it was horrible. Things in my life weren't really peaceful at that moment. And now, 3 years later, I use it as a perfume. I absolutely love it. But then I couldn't stand it, but I would put it on. And it would kind of help bring a sense of peace in a moment. And so, like you said, even though we can't prove it, I strongly believe in that theory as well.
Terry, what's an oil that the first time you smelled it, you just thought, oh, no, not going to do it?
You know, I don't know that I've had one that has changed. Now, cedarwood to me still stinks, but I use it every day. I don't know that I have one. I still have my favorites. And interesting enough is one of the ones you're speaking of is joy. And I still had my mom's. 20 years later, I still have it in the family. It smells exactly the same as the new ones. So that is one of the ones that I love. That and, interesting enough, Aroma Life. I do like Aroma Life.
I love Aroma Life. Aroma Life has really helped me with some of the health issues that I've faced, kind of keep me at a wellness. And I think it's funny that I hated Joy and Tara loved it.
It's one of my favorites.
And she hated Peace and Calming, and I absolutely crave the smell of Peace and Calming. And then your experience is that there are some that you didn't like and you still don't care for, but you still use. This is why essential oils are so personal to us. We have to kind of try them for ourselves and see what works, because something that works for me might not work for you, Terry, might not work for Tara, but something that works for the two of you, you know, I might put it on and go, I didn't feel any different. It didn't do anything for me. But that's the great thing about oils is they're so adaptable.
Well, there's one that you and I have talked about this week, Tranquil. I absolutely love it. And it really helps to just kind of shut my brain down at night and unwind. But for you, you've used it.
I've used it and I don't notice any change at all. But what shuts my brain down at night is Rudavala. It doesn't smell good. I'll be honest. Rudavala does not smell good. It's a blend and its main ingredient is valerian root. If you've ever smelled valerian, you will understand why Rudavala would not be a pleasant smelling oil, but it does work. I put it on and minutes later, I am either asleep or I'm drifting to sleep.
Valor's the one that I've learned, not only for courage, but at nighttime for sleep. Now, I tried the Rudavala and it drugged me. I don't know what it was, but I woke up 4 hours later and couldn't move. I was just totally drugged. Fortunately, it doesn't contain any chemicals or synthetics that can harm us.
And that's very important, that even if a product doesn't work or maybe works too well, like in your case, it worked a little too well, you're not faced with any side effects, not harmful anyway. I mean, you had a hard time waking up, but once you got through that, that was it.
Well, that's the one thing I think about the oils and using the product is it does leave the system fairly quickly.
Yes.
Therefore, the reapplying of it.
Right. Now, when we're dealing with some seasonal discomforts, Tara is an absolute expert on this, because if anybody has seasonal discomforts,
it's me.
It's her, man. She suffers every spring, every fall, pretty much year round.
Oh, yeah.
The dead of winter, you're okay.
But I'm okay.
Other than
that's because everything's dead then.
What do you do for your seasonal discomforts?
I do lemon, lavender, and peppermint. And it is amazing.
How do you use it?
Okay. So first, I'll put about 2 drops of each in the palm of my hand, and I'll rub them together, and then I just inhale it. Now, I'm really careful, because if you put the peppermint too close to your eyes, it really hurts. So you got to be careful, but you just rub it in your hands and you put it near your face and you just inhale. And within minutes, I am already breathing better. I feel better. My energy levels are back up. And then I just either rub the rest on my chest, or if I use the Vitality oils, I will lick them off of my hands. And as odd as it sounds, it really works. It has been a huge change because I wasn't aware that I was allergic to pine until we moved to Colorado in the middle of a pine forest. And for years, I was miserable. But then when I came across the LLP, it changed so much. I am able to keep up in spring, summer, and fall now.
LLP is something you'll hear a lot of Young Living essential oil distributors and enthusiasts talk about. LLP just simply means lemon, lavender, and peppermint, but we've shortened it to LLP because we all know what LLP means. Mm-hmm. You actually learn a whole new language when you start studying essential oils, and that's a lot of fun. What do you use for seasonal allergies?
Actually, exactly what Tara was saying, and I think probably what I hand out as just samples like candy is that particular blend with carrying oil and just in a little roller. They just roll it on, and a lot of them will come back to me within maybe an hour or so of that really works. What is that? It's something that has been an aha for many people, is that relief and not having to go to the pharmaceutical store and pick up a drug.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the carrier oil because peppermint is a hot oil. And so some people are more sensitive to it and you have to be careful. Young Living has a V6 vegetable oil complex that many people use when using a hot oil like peppermint or oregano and when they're applying it topically.
And many times when you're a beginner, that is huge. You have to do the carrier oils because without those, you know, it can be a little uncomfortable. I have found that many people that once they're accustomed to the oils, they are beginning to put them straight.
Well, and I think it's important also to realize that when you do dilute the oil with a carrier oil, it does not diminish its efficacy. It doesn't diminish its power at all. In fact, it actually makes the oil last longer. Let's talk about carrier oils just for a minute. A carrier oil is an oil that is plant-based, but it's made from the fat of the plant, not the essential oil part of the plant. So the molecules in a carrier oil are larger. The molecules in the essential oils are so tiny, when they come in contact with your skin, they have reached every cell of your body within 22 minutes, to include even crossing the blood-brain barrier. So when you use a carrier oil, the fatty part of the plant, the molecules are larger, and it keeps the oil, the essential oil, from seeping into your skin so quickly. But again, it does not reduce the power of the oil. It does not reduce the efficacy of the oil. And it actually makes the oil last a little bit longer. You may not have to use as much. So that's another way that you can stretch the oils. Let's just be really honest. Young Living oils are more expensive than most of them. And I don't try to hide that from people because, you know, you get what you pay for. And when you figure one drop of essential oil is enough for one application, now we're down to talking cents, not dollars. So one bottle of oil will last you a really long time. And I think that's important to break that down. Just like when you go to the grocery store and you're comparing prices, a lot of times you'll see in most grocery stores now that they have pennies per ounce. There may be a bottle of syrup that is $16, but how much is that per ounce? And then that's how you compare the prices. So I will put Young Living essential oils up against any other oil price drop for drop of 100% essential oil. Not everything that you buy in the store is 100% oil. The labeling may say 100% natural essential oil. The FDA allows that if only 1% of what is in that bottle is actually a pure essential oil. For example, if the bottle has 100 drops in it, only one drop of that has to be a pure essential oil. The rest of it can be synthetically derived. It can be cut with an inferior carrier oil. It can be cut with a synthetic imitation, let's say lavender. There might be one drop of actual lavender oil in there, and the rest of it is synthetic lavender. The FDA allows that to be labeled 100% natural or 100% pure. That's why you have to know your company. You have to know your company. You cannot depend on labeling laws to protect you. Terry and I are both, I think, still very young at heart, but To be honest, we've got a couple of miles on us, wouldn't you say, Terry?
Do you think?
Yeah, a couple. So I want to talk about the oils and the products from that point of view. What are some of the products that you like to use to help keep your skin supple and soft, to help with the aches and pains that just come with natural aging? Just tell us a little bit about that. What do you do?
I think there's so many that we use depending on what our ache and pain is. But we really have taken advantage of the Panaway and Copaiba, and that has literally taken care of some issues that I personally have had. My husband, that has suffered with a physical issue since his 30s, tried Aroma Life and Stress Away. He used that one and fixed his issue within a matter of 3 days. So those are ones we fall back onto. Thieves is something we always use. Emu Power Oil is phenomenal. But I think we have every supplement at some point in time that we are using in our life. I do use all the beauty products except for not a lot of makeup because I'm a little more laid back. But yeah, I think we use everything. We have done the ditch and switch. We do not clean with anything but Young Living. Our personal care is Young Living. Our well-being is Young Living. It's just that simple for us.
Explain to us what ditch and switch is. Some people may not be familiar with that term. So what is ditch and switch?
Ditch and switch is where what I've used from the store or ordered online for cleaning, let's say, for 30-some years, I cleaned in other people's homes. And I was always very finicky about my home. But when I discovered how strong the Thieves cleaning product was, we totally got rid of everything else that was, it was contaminating is what it was. It was very toxic in our home. So we rid it of all that, and all we use is the Thieves products now in everything. So it's get rid of the toxic, bring in the good. Even if we're cleaning, it's still good for us. So it's ditch and switch, just get rid of the bad, bring in the good.
Well, and I understand what you're talking about. Our skin is our largest body organ, and it absorbs everything we come in contact with. So if we're cleaning with a mainstream grocery store shelf cleaner, all those toxic chemicals are touching our hands, touching any skin that we may be, you know, that may come in contact with where we're cleaning, and it absorbs into our bodies and it accumulates. This is what a lot of people don't understand is that a lot of these chemicals are not going to kill you today. They have a cumulative effect. Down the road, diseases and illnesses that we're not going to mention by name, they won't be blamed on that bottle of cleaner that you used. You know, it'll just be, I'm so sorry you're sick, and we don't really know what causes this. Well, it's an accumulation of toxins in your body. Tara, what was your big ditch and switch?
My biggest was dryer sheets. I used to joke around that I was allergic to doing laundry, but it really was hard because every time I would pull them out of the dryer and start to fold them, I would start itching and I would start sneezing and my eyes would start watering. And I just thought, this is just silly. I can't actually be allergic to doing laundry. But then I just traded laundry sheets for the dryer balls. And I could fold laundry and I wouldn't be sneezing and my eyes wouldn't be watering. I wouldn't be itchy. And so I figured out very quickly that that was a huge thing that I could never go back to. I could not go back to using the dryer sheets because they can be so toxic and because they made me feel so sick when I did them. And one of the cool things is that I get to choose my own scent for my laundry. You can put whatever essential oil you want from Young Living on there and have your clothes smelling the way you want them to smell.
Dryer sheets are one of the big ditch and switch. Whenever I'm talking to people about ditching and switching toxic ingredients, I mean, we've got everything from toothpaste to shampoo to makeup to body soaps, beard oil, we've got all that. But if we're going to start out the way most of us need to, budget-minded and economically, the Thieves household cleaner, which replaces everything but furniture polish, I believe, and the wool dryer balls. Because dryer sheets, and people don't know this, dryer sheets are one of the most toxic household products that you can bring in. And not only, as Tara was saying, do they affect when you're handling the clothes, the reason they affect you when you're handling the clothes is because they're on the clothes. So what's going to happen? Somebody in your family is going to put those clothes on. They're going to wear those toxins against their skin all day long. Their skin's going to soak it up. Also, when you're drying, how many of us were drying clothes, and that fresh, clean ocean breeze, whatever scent dryer sheet we bought, is going through our house. We're like, oh, I just love the smell of the dryer. Well, you are just breathing in toxins. You're just breathing them in. Those are my two when I'm talking to people about ditching and switching, is the thieves' household cleaner and the getting rid of the dryer sheets. We can worry about anything else later. And if you want to get odors, you've got some stinky teenager gym bag clothes. You know, we all know what that smells like. We've worked hard in the garden. Whatever we've done. And our clothes are a little extra stinky. Purification is a blend that will take the odor out of almost anything.
And then you could just throw a splash of the thieves' household cleaner in it as well, in the washer.
Right. I do. We have two dogs. And one is 35 pounds and one is 50 pounds. So they're not tiny little puppies. They're decent sized dogs. And they live in our house. I mean, they go outside to do their business. They go outside to play. But they live in our house. They're in our house all the time. And most people don't even know when they walk in our house that we have dogs. Because I wash their bedding in thieves' laundry soap with a little squirt of, just maybe a half tablespoon of thieves' household cleaner added to the water. And then I dry them in the sun and spray them down with a few drops of purification and a few drops of thieves, put in a spray bottle with water. I spray them down once I hang them on the line, and I spray down the inner filling of the bed, the poofy part. Spray that down, let it dry in the sun. Their kennels don't have odor. They don't have odor. My house doesn't have odor. It's wonderful. A lot of people don't know that Gary Young actually used Roundup. Can you imagine?
No,
I never knew.
Gary Young used Roundup. Now, he does not use Roundup on his farms. Let me make that very, very clear. But he wanted to conduct an experiment because he knew how dangerous glyphosate was. And he knew that it ended up in our food that is grown in fields that are sprayed with this particular herbicide. And I'm just going to read this because I can't remember it all. I'm going to just read this very, very quickly. A test was conducted which comprised applying a herbicide to the soil. The herbicide was Roundup Weed Killer from Monsanto, which contains glyphosate. The herbicide particularly included water dispersible granules containing 747 grams of monoammonium salt per kilogram of product. The herbicide was applied to three outdoor soil samples, samples B, C, and D. The herbicide was mixed with water from the farm water reservoir and then sprayed on samples B, C, and D at doses of 1 liter per hectare, which is approximately the same as what is used conventionally in agricultural practices. The temperature at the time of the application of the herbicide was 68 degrees Fahrenheit. I don't know why that was important, but it was in the experiment results, so I wanted to bring that out. 24 hours after applying the herbicide, a liquid composition containing essential oils was applied to samples C and D, each of which had been sprayed with the herbicide. Sample B was left unsprayed as a control sample. The composition consisted of a blend of essential oils called DIGEs, which is sold by Young Living Essential Oils, and which is a blend of tarragon, ginger, peppermint, juniper, fennel, lemongrass, anise, and patchouli essential oils. It was diluted in water and was sprayed at a temperature of 60 degrees Fahrenheit. The composition was sprayed onto samples C and D. The soil samples were not irrigated during the testing period, approximately 20 days. 10 days after sample C was sprayed with the diluted composition, a sample of sample C was taken to the sample area with sterile gloves. The sample was placed in a sterile bag. The bag was sent to a lab for analysis. Now, 20 days after sample D was sprayed with essential oils, water composition, and a sample of sample D was taken in the same manner, it was also sent to the lab for analysis. A soil sample from samples A and B were also taken and sent to the same lab for analysis. The lab analyzed the levels of acid and glyphosate in each sample. AMPA is one of the primary degradation products of glyphosate. The results of the test are shown in Table 1. We will put the link to this information at the bottom of this website so that you can go and look at Table 1. The test results showed, just to get cut to the chase here, the test results showed that the levels of glyphosate within the soil were lower in samples C and D. Now remember, those were the ones that were sprayed with the DIGEs, which had been applied with the essential oil composition, than in the controlled sample, which received no essential oil application. Accordingly, these tests suggest the composition of essential oils may reduce the levels of glyphosate in soil by degrading or decomposing the glyphosate. Although specific embodiments and applications of the invention have been described in the specification, these embodiments and applications are exemplary only. Many variations are possible. So we will include the link to this research at the bottom of the website page, and you can go and look this up for yourself. I summarized it. I didn't go into all of the science behind it, but agricultural people will understand this. Lab people will understand this. What the layperson needs to know is that glyphosate is very, very bad for us, and DIGEs can help take that away. Young Living is so much more than essential oils. We've talked about a little bit of laundry detergent. We've talked about the Thieves Household Cleaner, but we have not even scratched the surface. Let's talk a little bit about our particular skincare, and let's talk about some of the supplements that we use.
Well, for some of the skincare, it starts with the Morning Start Shower Gel. Smells so good. It's very refreshing. And it just leaves your skin feeling so soft and smooth. And then there's the Mira Shave Oil. Some people complain because it clogs up their razor, but I like having smooth legs, so I don't really care. I just go for it. And then there's the makeup line, the Savvy Minerals. I've been using the Savvy Minerals for about 6 months now. I finally ditched and switched my makeup. That was really hard to do, and I didn't think it would be so hard to do, but it was really scary because I got really used to the makeup that I used. I got really used to, you know, the CoverGirl and the liquid foundation, and I never really liked powdered makeup before. And that's what the Savvy Minerals is powdered makeup. But when I read how to use it correctly, I was a big fan. I don't end up having the clogged pores. My skin does not break out the way it used to. It just feels lighter. It feels cleaner. And there's colors for everyone. You can mix them. I mix Cool Number 2 and Warm Number 2, and it ends up being the perfect foundation for me. And I'm not worried about any harsh chemicals from the Young Living, the Savvy Minerals, soaking into my skin and causing any more issues or any more breakouts.
You're actually nourishing your skin. What other makeup in the world can say nourishes your skin, feeds your skin what it needs?
Oh, and the Satin Facial Scrub. I love that one. I have not found a facial scrub that leaves my skin feeling so soft and so smooth afterwards. I love this stuff. I use it every day and I scrub it into my face and it feels so soft and so smooth. And then I apply the Orange Blossom Facial Moisturizer afterwards. And that stuff, I don't know about y'all, but I love it. It smells great. It feels great. It's light. It doesn't leave my face feeling sticky like other moisturizers I've used before. Those are just a few of what I use. And I love them.
That's fantastic. I love the Savvy Minerals makeup too. Terry, what do you like to use on your skin? What sort of supplements do you like to use?
Actually, that's part of the gateway of Young Living, is they have made it to where everything is covered. We started out mainly with the oils. And once we had a pretty good stock for those, we ended up going towards supplements. Now, when I originally looked at it, I thought, wow, that's quite involved in the cost. So what we did is the monthly reward points. We went ahead and used those to begin getting the different oil collections and then into our supplements and personal care. Then we fell in love with that, and that's what we pretty much use every day, twice a day. My husband loves the Sutron. He is very much into the Sutron soaps and the beard oils, the oil itself. And then we both like the charcoal soap. And he figured I would never have the charcoal soap in our shower because it would be a lot to clean up. It really isn't. But our skin's very different with the charcoal soap. I will land it with the lavender lotions, the Genesis lotion. They have several different ones that you can use. And I love the rose ointment. There is something about that for scars, for just aging, dryness, because it's so dry here. And then the other thing is frankincense. We use frankincense for every reason. It's just good for the skin. And then for me as a female, I do like the Art Renewal Serum. And the Wolfberry Eye Cream, I do use the Sheerloom that is now back in stock. And I like the Boswellia Wrinkle Cream. as a, what did you call it, seasoned?
We are mature.
That's right. I do like that particular one. It puts a lot of moisture into the skin. There's probably so much that I could tell you about the personal care that we've changed over. And the shaving cream is just amazing for women. As far as supplements go, we went straight into the Master Cleanse and then the Master Formula. My husband loves it, but I actually use the Children's Vitamin and enzymes and all of it because they're so nice. And then the women's different ones for our hormones and different times of life. So they cover it all. I don't think there's anything they don't cover.
I use the Progessence Plus and the Dragon Time as part of my staying above the wellness line as a woman. My husband sometimes will very gently and kindly set the Dragon Time bottle beside me, and then he will back away slowly. I take that as my hint that maybe he's noticed I need a little bit of that. So I'll put some of that on, and lo and behold, I do feel better. And he doesn't look as scared anymore. It's just, it's amazing what putting oil on me can do for him.
It affects everybody that's around you as far as doing the oils. It really is amazing. And I just actually just scanned for those today, and I never scanned for those.
Now, tell me about a little bit about the scan. You do the Itovi scans, do you not?
Yes, we have got the Itovi scanners. My daughter and I both got them. And that has been very beneficial as far as where am I and what is going on in my system. And it will give me what I need as a priority right then and there. I don't have to worry about, am I playing a guessing game all the time? Although I do believe, and I know it's happened with us, as we continue in our journey of well-being with the Young Living products, we begin to kind of sense what we need and what we don't need. And that is really huge. And I believe that's just a part of the way we're made. But I do use the Tony scanner. It's very simple. Rests in your hand. It is FDA approved. And then it kind of gives you what idea for each item is that you need.
So if you're interested in getting a scan just to kind of see what all this oil stuff is all about, please go and see Terry or call her up. We'll have all of this contact information. We'll be at the end of the podcast. I've enjoyed this. I hope y'all have. And this has been a lot of fun just sharing what we've learned. And again, we're sitting here over 28 years worth of experience and wisdom to talk about these oils. So contact any of us to get some more information. If you just want to talk about it, any of us would be glad to sit and meet with you and just share with you what we know.
Yes. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Now we hope you understand that not all essential oils are created equally. Quality matters in both efficacy and safety. Yes, Seed to Seal is that important. Terry Hance has devoted a lot of time and effort to learn and teach about Young Living essential oils and how the oils and oil-infused products can play a huge part in your daily life to maintain health and wellness. Call her today for a personal consultation as well as an Itovi scan to help you get started. She has a natural love for people and an enthusiasm for Young Living essential oils that she uses together for the good of all she meets. Let her share her passion with you today. Call Terry Hance at 719-480-5545. That's 719-480-5545. Or take a look at her website, which is full of information, at yldist.com/sojourners. That's yldist.com/sojourners. N-E-R-S. You'll be glad you did. We appreciate you telling your friends to listen to the podcast on slvoices.com and check out our extensive calendar of events, more listings in one location than any other website around. You can help spread the word, too, by joining our Facebook group, SL Voices, Your Voice in the San Luis Valley, and liking our posts on other social media outlets. Also, check out our Instagram page for behind-the-scenes looks at what we do. And please patronize our local sponsors. Remember to support the businesses here in the Valley. Most are owned and operated by your friends, family, and neighbors. We all love this area and want to see it flourish. And you can help by buying and supporting locally in your own and surrounding communities. Check back for another local podcast soon. Until then, this has been San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, Your Voice in the San Luis Valley.